Hello, everyone. This is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, always sharing the success of entrepreneurship over at the MTP Software Studios in Natick, Massachusetts. MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM. And our next guest, Elaine Varelas, managing partner, Keystone Partners. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good. Elaine, tell us about Keystone Partners.
Keystone is a career management firm. We specialize in outplacement for individuals from entry level up through the C-suite. We have a separate division, Essex Partners, that specializes in just C-suite outplacement. And we have a leadership development and executive coaching division as well. So we're based here in Boston, but we provide services nationwide.
So is it a nationwide firm and you're running the local area, or how does it work? How does the structure for Keystone work?
It's a nationwide firm, and we have offices in Boston, five offices in Boston, Dallas, Chicago, Raleigh. And then in 1987, we co-founded Career Partners International, which is an LLC of companies just like ours globally.
Wow. What's the history of the firm? How did it evolve?
Dave Melville was the owner of Winter Wyman, what at the time was the largest contingency staffing firm in the greater Boston area.
I remember.
Do you remember?
Yep.
Great firm, and Dave was an amazing entrepreneur. So his firm was obviously very successful in a boom market. He wanted to offset that and protect his organization in a down market. And 35 years ago, outplacement was just starting. And so he decided that he wanted to start a separate firm that would really help people find jobs in a down economy. Keystone was born at that time.
And did he leave Winter Wyman or did he fold it in?
Dave never worked a day in our business. He stayed at Winter Wyman. He started us as a separate organization. He was chairman of the board, and we grew the organization to what it is today.
Wow. So tell us about a typical client engagement, what it looks like, what kind of company and what type of services they would be using.
Big layoffs get all the press, but in fact, that's one part of what we do. What would happen is an organization would call us and say they needed to reduce headcount, save money, whatever it was that was driving a change in the business. They would invite us in to work with their human resource team, their leadership team, to help do the planning for the reduction. So we would plan the logistics, we would work with IT, make sure that we had physical safety insured and IT safety insured. We do all of those plans, and then we're on site the day individuals are told. We meet with them right after they're given the notice that their position's been eliminated, and we schedule them after that to come into our offices and start working with us to take a look at doing a very complete job search at that point.
Oh, interesting. Has the economy changed a lot, and is it changing right now? Do you notice a difference? Because usually outplacement firms, they're getting the pulse of the economy before the press starts writing about it.
I would say people are preparing for the economy to change. We haven't seen it change. We have some insight to things that are going to be scheduled for the future in terms of reductions that are happening. Right now, the economy is kind of slack-tied. Not in, not out, someplace in between all of those. And companies are not sure that this is going to stay. So right now, they're heavily investing in their people. So they're providing executive coaching, they're providing leadership, but they're really trying to balance out both sides of what could happen to the economy.
So talk to us about your role with Keystone. What do you do?
I'm the managing partner. I've been here almost since the beginning, so 32 years. I run business development for the organization and marketing. And I've had, because I've been here so long, I have a hand in just about everything that the organization touches. I'm also on the board of Career Partners International. I'm the treasurer of that organization as well.
So managing partner of, I think you said five offices in Boston or?
Five offices in Boston, Dallas, Raleigh, and Chicago.
So you're a busy person.
I'm a little bit busy.
Right.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I love what we do. And I love the impact we have on people in terms of helping them succeed after what's a pretty major trauma in their lives. And also helping people who are challenged or want to develop and grow through executive coaching and leadership.
So what kind of people work for Keystone? How do you, you know, ensure your quality? It's a service organization.
It is. And we've got unbelievable delivery people. So they could come from executive search or contingency search. They came from human resources. They came from career consulting in colleges and universities. Their one-on-one delivery is next to none. They are the best in the industry in terms of working with individuals in the job search.
And you have a good formula for retaining these people and managing them?
We do. And if you take a look at the longevity that we have, it is unparalleled. We've got people who have been with us for, we have administrative staff who've been with us for 30 years. We have professional staff who have been with us for over 20 years. So we know what it's like to retain good people, and we work hard to do that. We've won Best in Boston. We've won Best Places to Work a number of years. And we're really invested in making sure that that happens.
Great. Everyone, we've been speaking with Elaine Varelas, managing partner Keystone of Keystone Partners. I had to say partner twice, so it threw me off a little bit. Is the industry changing from a technology perspective?
It is. It is. And many people in the industry think that it can be turned into a technology-only industry. And we don't believe that. We think technology is an enabler. We have added it. We have great technology. But you cannot eliminate the personal touch. You cannot eliminate the one-on-one. Our career consultants serve interesting roles. They move from a counselor role when they're working with someone who's just been told that they've lost their job. They move into a consulting role. There are real rights and wrongs in terms of a job search and being a strong job search candidate. And then they move into a coach role. Looking for a job is very difficult, can be very depressing. So we have great technology that helps people do all of those aspects, but you've got to have the one-on-one to really support that person through the process.
Right. If Elaine, if someone's looking for you and is interested in retaining Keystone Partners, how would they do that?
They can certainly call me, and the easiest way to find me is my email address, which is e@keystonepartners.com.
That's pretty simple. And where are the offices located, for those
who
want to know?
We're in Boston, Burlington, Southborough, Nashua, and Providence.
Great. And again, I want to thank Gordon's Liquors, who hosted the last edition of the Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe. For those who don't know who are listening, Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe, we do once a quarter. It's for any entrepreneurs and guests that we have affiliated with the show, help them to network, no charge. And it was a blast, and we put on a great job. Thank you very much. And thank you again also to MTP Software, our host for the show, who built us our studios. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.